in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray until I die. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Even though I can't see and I can't feel your touch, I will trust you, Lord. How I love you so much. Though my nights may seem long and I feel so alone, Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time. But I trust you, Lord. It's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life makes you seem far away, but I'll trust you. I need to know you're here. Through the tears and the pain, through the heartache and rain, I'll trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that I see tells me not to believe, but I'll trust you, Lord. You have never failed me. My past still controls me. Will this hurt ever leave? I can only trust you. No one loves like you do. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time. But I'll trust you, Lord. It's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life makes you seem far away, but I'll trust you. I need to know you're here. Through the tears and the pain, through the heartache and rain, I will trust you. I will trust you. God will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Yes, God will make a way. I will trust you. I will trust you. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you. We celebrate you. And we trust you on this Thursday, God. We say, have thine own way. Have thine own way. Have thine own way, O Lord, in us and through us on this day. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for this telecommunication sanctuary called the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for their yes. We thank you for their obedience. We thank you, God, that you allowed them to begin this call, Father God, and we thank you that we have the ability to dial in each and every single day, Father. We just thank you. But we thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for every Artist Life distributor, past, present, and future. We thank you for each and every person who dials into this call each and every single day and for those that will listen later, Father. We thank you that you are blessing us. We thank you that you are keeping us. We thank you that you have prepared a place for each and every single one of us, God, according to your riches and glory, Father. We thank you for the messenger that will come with the message straight from you, O God, this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase as they decrease so that we can have our ears and our hearts and our spirits open to receive what you say, God, and that we would accept what you say and that we will follow your instructions and your directions as you are preparing us for purpose and as you're preparing us to receive your promises, God. We stay in position. And we will trust you, God, on this day and every day. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So it has been a pleasure for me to begin worship here on this day and also to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And at this time, I would like to take this opportunity to turn this call over to our host. Host, are you out there on this day?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. I believe that is the Honorable Minister, Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Please take it away.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. This is Joy from One App. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. You are so beautiful. I can't think. Thank you so much for this morning for that start. So I would trust in the Lord. Oh, Lord, I would trust in the Lord till I die. That's a powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. Double duties. We can't say it, but thank you. Thank you. God bless you so much. I'm so appreciate to be a part of this beautiful TMC family. Let me just introduce myself. Yes, my name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share with you a few things about our call. I'm so grateful this morning. On October 2010, we had two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call. That's why we're on this journey. I'm so grateful this morning. We started with Scripture. We stand on Scripture, 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement. It's to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Well, we do have a website. You can visit 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archive on that site, as well as our bio of our awesome speakers. This theme for this year in 2020, with the supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, and evidence that great work must be relished and seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany, and a host as yours truly, or share a word from the Lord You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. When our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer journal minister, Billy Terrell, will contact you. But we do have a treat on Fridays. You can take your, we will take your prayer request and your praise report right after the first half of the call. We have a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and you can become wealthy, and also share this information with each and everyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call on Friday after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information, benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a bypass number that you call first. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Today is Testimonial Thursday. Everyone must plug into that. That is such an awesome call. Don't miss it. You will get some great information on the products that we serve. Well, let me just say, make sure you visit the back office, look at WhatsApp app twice a day or three times a day. Just keep stay in touch with our company. We are so grateful and thankful for Artist Life. Well, let me just stop right now because I just want to introduce to our speaker this morning. She needs no introduction, but I am so grateful to be able to introduce her. Her name is Minister Robin B. Wilson. Minister Robin B. Wilson stands on a scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. She's a devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, a proud aunt who has loved praying and teaching and sharing the love of God with others. Minister Robin is a ordained licensed minister or elder at the Faith Fellowship Ministry Rural Outreach Center in New Jersey. Minister Robin was our prayer journal on the master call. She's an artist distributor. Please, I can go on and on. Well, we ask everyone to go to the website and look at her bio and read on her bio. So without further ado, let me introduce you to some present to other none other than my friend, Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you out there?
I am. Can you hear me, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear.
Glory to God. Thank you, dear sister. Thank you so much, and I love you. And Songbird, Minister Tiffany, I had to dry my notes. Those songs, they just wonderful. It was one of the first songs my mom taught us and one of her favorites. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to stay on that battlefield. I'm going to make sure I do all of that till I die. And that's exactly what she did. And I know she is just shouting for joy with our King and our Savior. So thank you for that, Minister Tiffany. I so love you. And to the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I so love you, honor you, and appreciate you. And I thank you for trusting me to be able to come forward and to just share on this awesome call, the Master's Call. TMC family, I love you. I'm so glad we are family. I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to be together. And most importantly, my Lord, my Savior, thank you for dying for me, for us, and for rising glory to God and seated at the right hand of the Father. And my Father, Abba Father, Daddy God, glory, glory, glory to you. I extol your greatness. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for loving me, hallelujah, and ensuring that you gave me a way to be able to come to you through your Son. I truly decrease so you can increase and you get all the glory, all the glory, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Family, 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 God is so good to us. And yes, 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 we are going to trust him. Trust in his word. And today, I'm just going to reflect on God's word with you, remind us of his word. We're going to continue to meditate on his word. We are going to encourage others today in his word. We are going to go out, and go out means not necessarily going out of the building, your home, but call someone. Be as bold as David was. Go out there and proclaim God's goodness to them. Let them know that no matter what's going on, they can trust the Lord, and his word is medicine. And the title of my message is God's Word is Medicine. It is medicine. Hallelujah. And the scripture, I give you many, but the one that I'm going to read in the Passion Translation is found in Psalms 107, verse 20 through 22. And it reads, God spoke the words, be healed. And we were healed. We were delivered from death's door. So lift up your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles of mercy for those he loves. Bring your praise as an offering and your thanks as a sacrifice as you sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Indeed, each one of us have miracles that we're going to share today with someone, with many, in the name of Jesus. God said, be healed, and we were healed. And healing is not just a physical healing. Healing can be your mind. Healing can be those thoughts. Healing can, it just covers so many areas of our life. He delivered us. He set us free. And we're going to continue to lift our hands and give him thanks for his grace, for his marvelous kindness, for all the things that he's done in our life. And when we do think of healing, he is the great physician. He is Jehovah Rapha. And we honor him. And we know that his word, it's medicine for us, and we meditate on his word. And when we stand on his word and we think about that word, and when we meditate and we speak it and we confess it and we decree it and we declare it and we see it and we believe it and we walk in it, we talk about it, we call those things that be not as though they were, because him being the great physician, it has to take place. It has to come to pass. It will not return void. It cannot be canceled because he said, be healed. He said, you are healed. He took all the sickness, the depression, the doubt, the worry, whatever it is, all those situations, he took them away. He said, be healed. You're whole. You're healthy. Your mind is constantly being renewed because Daddy said, be healed. And the healer, his son, Jesus, did it all. So we take that in our mouth. We take his word because his word is life. It's a prescription. It's something we take daily. It's the cure. We're not moved by how we feel, how we look, what the doctor says, and we're not going to neglect what he says. So when we continue to hear it and to do it and to see it and to think about it and see yourself, see your family, see this world, as he said, healed, hallelujah, it shall be in the name of Jesus. It is the directions that we follow, and we're not going to lose sight of what God has said to us, because his word brings us light. His word heals every part of our body. And God, he loved us so much that he said he wants us to be healthy, and we're going to walk in those promises every single day of our life. And when you have loved ones that may not be walking in those promises, you speak it forward. You decree it over them. You see them the way that God sees them, that God said they shall be in the name of Jesus. You speak life over them. You speak health over them. You speak peace over them. And we will not speak negativity. We're going to confess the word. And homologeo, and I looked that up. It's a Greek word, and we agree with this word. And we're going to concede, yeah, give up, believe it. Yes, Lord, you said it. I may not feel it. I may not look at the pain, the virus, but I know what you said. Yes, I refuse to doubt. I'm going to stand on your promises. I'm not going to deny your word in my body and my thoughts. I'm going to cast down the imagination of bad things. I'm going to think about what you said. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to agree with what you said for me, for my family, for this nation, for this world. Our words, they have to work. If we're speaking his word, positive, his word is productive. His word gives us strength. His word is what will we stand on. And you know, we are going to be justified by every word that we speak. Either you're going to be justified or you're going to be condemned. So let's go out today and let's speak words that are going to be justified, words that are going to encourage someone, healthy words, letting them know that no matter what it is, you can be healed. You are healed. You can be delivered from death's door. Jesus, our Savior, the great physician, did it all. And his word is medicine. His word is truth. His word is power. His word changes things. His blood that was shed for us, there's life, life in the blood of Jesus. And his word sets people free. It set us free. It gives us joy. It gives us strength. And it causes us to be able to triumph and to praise him and to thank him and to lift up our hands. You know, he said signs and wonders follow us, those that believe. And the sign and the wonder, even though you may not see it at that time, but when you speak it over someone, when you declare it, they may not even be near you. And this call was founded on speaking God's word, his word of health and healing and wholeness. And we see it, we hear it, we rejoice in it, we truly, truly believe it, and we act on it. So we're going to go and we're going to share that with someone today, knowing that God's word is light, knowing that the devil is a liar, and no matter how it looks, we're victorious in and through Christ Jesus. And because of the powerful blood of Jesus that was shed for us, his word is our testimony. And we can and we will continue to overcome all the attacks of the enemy that he brings against us, that he tries to bring against the nation, that he tries to bring against your family. He is a defeated foe. I remember one of my Bible studies, my Bible school teachers, he would always say, don't let Satan use your mind as a dark room to develop his negative. Think about God's word. Think about what God said. Think about what he said about you, how you're the apple of his eye, how you're fearfully and wonderfully made. We said, we sang, Minister Tiffany ministered to us, but sing also, you, saints of God, how we trust in him. We trust in him. We're going to stay on the battlefield. Glory, glory, yes, yes, yes. Until we die, glory to God. We're going to keep our trust in him, knowing that on this thankful, trusting Thursday, that we are healed, we are whole, we have been delivered from death's door, we have been delivered from anguish, we have been delivered and set free from any of the wiles of the enemy, and we have confidence in his word, believe in his word, standing on his word. And Father, if we doubt it in any area, we so repent in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, because we are going to trust in you, your word. Lord God, is medicine. It is food to every part of our body in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you, Minister Marvin Wilson, for that profound word. The word is, my word is medicine. Be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for that word. That is such a powerful word. So let me just go. So we're going to pray our prayer request this morning. Let me say, dear Lord, we are grateful this morning that we can turn to you in times of trouble, that we don't have to do these things called life all by ourselves. Thank you for your help and expectancy. Thank you for Minister Robin Wilson, Lord, for that powerful message, Lord. God's word is medicine. Be healed. Lord, please fill her up with overflow of blessing after blessing. We so appreciate her. We love her. Thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, for sharing this master's call with everyone. We give thanks to our prayer warriors and guests and customers and artists' life. Join us this morning on the master call and thought it was not robbery to be with us. Our prayer goes out to our Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Nan, for their health and their strength, which comes from you, Lord. We pray for our sick and shut in the nursing home, hospitals. Lord, pray for them. Anyone has been touched by the COVID-19 this morning, Lord, touch their body like they never have been touched before, Lord. They need you this morning on this journey. We pray for every frontline worker and their families, Lord. Father, lift them up this morning. They need you like never before. Jesus, we love you. We pray for everyone that is grieving this morning. Bereaving families, Lord, you know them name by name, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you have done. We appreciate and adore you. Almighty God, we thank you for the gifts of joy to fulfill our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, Lord, I know you would love to hear this powerful message that Minister Robin has shared with us this morning. And that number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN number 957. This is the playback. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677#. Please, everyone, go out and place your order. The end of the month is about to approach us. I received my 12 bottles of my artist special edition on yesterday. I was just so, the Louis is beautiful. It tastes really good. So let me just say the new morning motivation call is going to be taking place right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617#. 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Ron, for that great message. We thank you so much. We thank you for everyone for opening us up in prayer, Minister Tiffany. And I should have said this morning, we still appreciate you. Lord, we thank you, Minister Robert, again. We can't thank you enough for that powerful message this morning. Will you come and close us out in a benediction, please?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every principality, every demonic spirit, and every spiritual wickedness in high places. They have no say, and they must return back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Fear, anxiety, depression, oppression, weariness, Lord God, doubt, strife, bitterness, unforgiveness, all of it, we cast it down in Jesus' name. Thank you for being our medicine. Go out and have an awesome day. Make that call. Share God's medicine. We love you. Bye-bye.